You've heard me talk each day now about Friday doing the show live in Nashua, home of Harbor Care. They do phenomenal work on a multitude of levels for veterans, including transitional housing. But they're hosting and they've put together this Operation Stand Down Friday in Nashua. I'll be doing the show there to kick off the day, 9 to noon, but it goes until 3. And they've assembled 50 different veteran service groups right there, all convenient. And the biggest thing we want to get the word out is veterans, you need to come. Veterans and your families, you need to come to Nashua Friday to Harbor Care. Dave Tilley, one of the executive directors behind all this with Harbor Care, joins us. Good friend of mine, good friend of the states and our veterans. GMI Studios, good morning, New Hampshire. David, I'm looking forward to being with you Friday, but we need veterans to know about this. This is a wonderful, probably the biggest group of, you know, one-stop shopping for veterans that we've seen. Thank you for doing this, David.
Jack, thank you so much for all your help on getting the word out and for being there right with us on Friday at the Stand Down. And you're quite right. It's a one-stop shop. You've got we've got everyone from the VA there to Department of Labor, folks helping with jobs and employment, helping with medical and health care, legal services. We've got Homeland Heroes there helping with household goods for veterans in need.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Julie Wangus Group.
A lot of great partners.
David, the big thing here is this is not a handout. This is a hand up for veterans, right? They've served. The biggest challenge is to let them know, because a lot of times they don't know about all these groups, right?
Well, that's right. Many veterans are not knowledgeable about the wealth of programs and help that's out there, and a lot are shy about seeking help.
Right.
And particularly this is helping our veterans that are most in need, that had experienced the physical and mental scars of their service, and they need and deserve our help.
David, tell us about the mission at Harbor Care. You're on board there, one of their leaders. Just tell us, people not familiar with Harbor Care in our state and region, and what you do, because it's a really wonderful organization, and putting together this Stand Down event is amazing.
Yes, in fact, it's our 16th annual Stand Down that Harbor Care has led the effort on, and Harbor Care is the largest provider of services for veterans in the state in housing and homelessness, but as well as vocational and job assistance and health-related issues. Harbor Care provides a vast range of services, and we're statewide, based out of Nashua, but also have housing in Manchester and Plymouth.
And again, I've seen it over and over again, David, with Veterans Count, part of Easter Seals, when I do my Make 12 Hours Count Radiothon, we go 12 hours nonstop to raise awareness. I think over the years of my show, we've raised over $1 million, for about $1 million for Veterans Count. And yet sometimes I'll bump into veterans and say, well, you've heard of Veterans Count. And they'll say, no, I haven't.
That's right. Well, and Veterans Count will be there with us also.
But we need to let veterans know. A lot of times, you mentioned the VA is going to be there. Kevin Forrest, director of the VA, said many times, a lot of veterans haven't even taken advantage of VA services in the last 2 or 3 years. They've kind of checked out. We need them to reengage and realize there's a multitude of veteran service groups right here in New Hampshire, again, there to support and I think help them in their lives. And it's not about a handout. As I said, it's a hand up.
That's right. In many cases, back to you know, being able to live independent lives after going through difficulties through service and just needing that little extra help. But that's what this event, the Stand Down, is all about with our partners and what Harbor Care Veterans First is about every day.
So, David, not only if veterans want to come Friday, we'll be broadcasting 9 to noon, but this really, the open house, if you will, in all these groups really kicks off at 10 until 3. Tell us exactly where veterans should go Friday, David, physically. Where should they go in downtown Nashua? What's the address and the who, what, when, where?
As we're about a block from Main Street on 45 High Street, it's Harbor Cares Health and Wellness Center, and the event will both be both inside and outside with our 50 partners plus members that we mentioned, and with you covering this everything live, as well as us having a cookout and live music outside for our veterans. The VA is providing transportation as well.
Awesome.
For veterans to come down to the stand down.
Well, you're a champion for veterans, David. I'm glad you're at Harbor Care. You've done a lot over the years. You still do. One of our great leaders in this front and a good friend of mine and our veterans in our state. Thank you, David. I'm looking forward to seeing you Friday. We'll hear more about this tomorrow, more specific. Maybe tomorrow, David, your colleague or you can share some of the different veteran service groups that are going to be there beyond the VA. And we look forward to it Friday for veterans and the Operation Stand Down. Thank you, David.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Jack, and look forward to having you on Friday.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you. All I need is a bunch of water bottles, and I'll do the rest. Thank you, David.
Thank you.